I think we've been challenged in the past by looking at broad analytics and just saying, here is a demographic profile, let's build a product for the profile versus looking at that lifestyle planning. So taking a fundamental approach of looking at the quantitative data, but then the qualitative of understanding what those individuals are looking for, the psychology of the buyer, how do they want to be engaged, does that change over time, and what are the risks associated with those different groups to understand, you know, if I'm now married, I have two kids, white picket fence, a home, two cars, what are my risks as a consumer that I need to be concerned about over the long term? And then as a company, to understand those analytics, how many of those types of people we have, and to be able to appropriate plan to help them plan for the long term.
With extensive experience serving clients, please discuss some of your biggest achievements. And at the same time, what would you say are some of the most crucial lessons that you have learned about the finance industry?
Wow, that's a very big question. I think if I look at my achievements over the last 25 years, I've had the pleasure to work with just tremendous teams and helping to develop those teams, develop distribution systems that are sustainable for the long term, and really growing organizations. If I'm not sure there's necessarily one specific one, because I've been fortunate enough to be part of a number of successes, whether it was in the U.S. or in Canada, through mergers and acquisitions, to growing distribution, to growing product lines, to developing teams that are forward-thinking and, if you will, lead into that or lean into that uncomfortable zone to be able to push themselves. And I would say, similar to having been in the military, sometimes you need the right kind of leader to help you reach beyond your own perceived limitations. And I feel fortunate enough that I've been able to do that in a number of organizations with a number of different teams. So on that basis, it's been incredibly rewarding. From what I've learned about the finance industry, it has dramatically changed over the years, going from what I call a cookie-cutter approach, volume-based acquisition model that was very fundamental-based, that these are the things that you need to get done, to incorporating technology, to a needs-based, to an advisory-based model, that clients, the tables have been turned. The clients are able to demand what they want because, for the most part, they can get what they want in some form or another at some point in time. And I see a development. I think the finance industry is coming to a place and time that it has to not necessarily reinvent itself, but change its model to answer the needs of the clients and be more adaptable to the process. The finance industry has been somewhat stagnant, if you will, in how it's done things. And part of that is because the regulatory environment has created, you know, a scenario by which we have to operate within, which has protected not just clients, but has also protected the industry. But as clients become more innovative and we get a new generation into this business model, it becomes important to understand where we can flex and make adaptation, because ultimately the client and their engagement and their ability to get what they need and be able to change what they need on the fly and have an immediate straight-through process is more important than anything. And have it with a dedicated, financially strong organization. And I think that is the key. And I think the changes over the years have been the model to continue to push within that and move towards that. And ultimately, the one story I will share is when I first started in the business, literally I was handed, and some of you may not even know what this is, but an actual phone book with a beeper and a small Quotron, which was this computer that we would use. And that's how we would go and find our clients. Today, it's all computer-based. And the relationship model today is more important because people are relying almost too much on technology to do it for them. And nothing replaces the eyes-to-eyes and nose-to-nose approach to doing business with our friends, family, coworkers, and having a community impact.
Mr. Hamilton, as time progresses, a lot of changes are being implemented in terms of innovation, technology advancements, and we live in a digital society where people prefer to, at times, complete their banking online. What would you say are some of the challenges associated with some of these innovations? And at the same time, what are some of the difficulties associated with finance today as time progresses?
Yeah, and again, I'll speak more to the insurance and finance world, but it's very synergistic to even the banking environment, is that there continues to be increased regulatory environment and the speed of technology, and in your question, the planning and the logistics of that, you have change going on. Being an excellent change manager, being an excellent change advocate is crucial in this day and age to understand not necessarily where we are, but where are we going to be. Kind of going back to the old Gretzkyism, you know, you don't skate to where the puck is, you skate to where the puck is going to be.
Right.
And I think it's very difficult because regulation increases and we have related impacts. The broker industry and the agent industry of fee disclosures, there's a great international focus on that, full disclosure on how they get paid and what that does to the industry. And I think that can only be a benefit, but it does challenge how the industry has done business today, the complexity associated with our products and the claims and understanding how insurance works. When we look at the claims over the last few years, have become more complicated. When we were, for example, when the Calgary floods occurred and you have overland water and so on and so forth, and while those claims did get paid, the federal government did need to step in because ultimately something that is catastrophic could be catastrophic to the insurance industry. So we need to continue to look at that. And the risks associated with those types of areas have created a need for more innovation to help clients by treating and become more preventative. And insurance is actually getting, what we're starting to look at is in the industry looking at getting preventative and as opposed to reactionary in the market. It tends to be when bad things happen, the insurance company steps in. Well, what the insurance industry is looking at now is what do we do in the wealth and health arena, because people are living longer so that they don't outlive their income. The expenses do go up, healthcare costs, and so on and so forth, as well as just basic insurance needs end up taking care of itself. And, for example, this past year, my father-in-law passed away.
I'm sorry.
And most people think, well, when you pass away, it doesn't cost any money. And in fact, it actually does cost anywhere from, on average, around $15,000 to $20,000 when someone passes away. And that's an expense that many people, at a moment's notice, can't necessarily write a check for. And if the right planning goes in, we have to be more diligent on that. And while times are going and things are going fast, I think it's incumbent on an industry to be able to answer those needs, give, if you will, I call it those cafeteria solutions that are very specific, utilizing those quantitative analytics to identify the needs of each and every client, What are they hoping to gain? What are the goals, hopes, and dreams that they want to make sure that they are available for, but also be able to attain that over time? And our job as an industry is to do everything possible to help them get there over the planning model. But it is a challenge. And I think in an industry that has not dramatically changed for 20 years, I think at least the next decade is going to be very different. A lot of innovations, a lot of new ideas. We're going to have to do our best to be proactive about it and not reactive.
What you said in terms of insurance and planning, I think that's crucial, because oftentimes people don't think about having insurance unless something happens, and then it's too late at that point. So I think that a lot of today's youth should take the opportunity to look at the different kinds of insurance that's available out there. In terms of planning, like 8 months ago, my father passed away and he didn't have any insurance. So then the funeral costs and expenses came to around $15,000-$20,000. So as a result of having a savings account, I was able to make a contribution. But had there been an insurance policy or something that would have been set in place, that would have been certainly easier financially.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. It's the great part about being young is that, you know, we're going to live forever and not have those things until they fall on our doorstep.